Good morning. Welcome to EMP. Let us start our EMP with a word of prayer. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for a good day that you have given to us. Thank you for a privilege that we can come and have communication with you. Today, we will start our activity with your word. We pray that you will speak to us personally. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, today I will continue our sharing from Psalm 119, verse 153 to 160. Psalm 119, 153 to 160. Hear the word of God. Look upon my affliction and rescue me, for I do not forget your law. Plead my cause and redeem me. Revive me according to your word. Salvation is far from the weak, and they do not seek your statutes. Great are your mercy, O Lord. Revive me according to your ordinance. Many are persecuted and my adversaries. Yes, I do not turn aside from your testimonies. I behold to treasures and look them, because they do not keep your word. Consider how I love your precept. Revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous ordinance is everlasting. Brothers and sisters, sometimes God allows us to face very difficult problem, and in that very difficult problem, we don't know what should we do. In these few verses, the psalmist also faced the same problem. He is in very, very difficult situation. He cried to the Lord. Let's see how he cried to the Lord. First 153 said, "Look upon my affliction." In other translation say, "Consider my affliction, my difficulties, my sorrow, my problem." Yeah. And then the second he said on first 154, "Plead my cause and redeem me." Plead my cause. Why he said plead my cause? Because he faced injustice and he cannot defend himself. This problem can be happen to all of us. We face injustice in society. We face injustice in marketplace. We face injustice even in our family, or sometimes people say we cannot find justice even in church. Yeah, I remember the story of Joseph. He faced injustice from his sibling. He faced injustice from his employer. Even he faced injustice from the friend who stayed with him in the prison. And then he cannot defend himself. Yeah, everybody point their finger to Joseph, and Joseph just say, "Oh, it's okay, it's okay." Yeah, from house move to employer house, from employer house move to the prison. Yeah, and I didn't see the story of Joseph, that Joseph come out and defend himself. This really, really true. Yeah, he cannot defend himself. Sometimes we also in this situation, when we feel injustice with our boss, and then the boss says 10 sentence, and we even dare not to say one sentence, we just say yes, yes, yes. But in our heart, like have an oven with fire, we want to say, speak out, but we cannot defend. Yeah, Some people just close mouth. Maybe some people go to the bedroom and then cry and then make float around the bed mattress, something like that. This happen, can happen. And the third one, the psalmist say, my persecutor and my adversaries, many are my persecutors and my adversaries. Many, that means more than one. My persecutors with S, that means plural. That means the psalmist say, I have a lot of enemy. I have a lot of people that want me have trouble. Brothers and sisters, this what I can say, the writer in very, very difficult situation. I don't know how is your situation, but sometime we can have these kinds of experience. Humanly, when people have this kind of situation, some of them blame themselves. Some of them blame other people. Some of them blame God. And always the word why come out. Why me? Why me? Why me? But thanks God, brothers and sisters, in the midst of his difficulties, the writer teach us how to pray and what is the pillars of our praying in these difficulties. First, he said in verse 55, salvation is far from the wicked. When he pray, he remember this sentence, salvation is far from wicked. Salvation means help. Help, God help, is far from the weak. Who is the weak? The people who far from the Lord. So, if you want to get help or salvation from God, then you need come back to the Lord. What I say, you need to be repent. No matter how big your problem, as long you return, then you will get help from God. Remember 2 Chronicles 7 verse 14. Let's read this verse. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. And my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from wicked way, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Truly, the psalmist remember this verse. Oh yeah, salvation is far from the weak. So if I have sin, then I need to return back. Yeah. So in this case, I can say that if you are in difficult problem, the first and the most important thing that you need to do is sit down and then introspect yourself. Or maybe you have done something wrong. Yeah. Second point. Oh no, I don't have to do something wrong. Then remember this verse. We go back to Psalm 119, verse 156. He say, great are your mercy. Yeah. Great are your mercy. The way Psalm teach us, always with this way. You have problem, don't only look at your problem, but you need to look other side. You need to look God. When you look God, same like he looked to God, he said that, great are your tender mercy. Other translation, great are your tender mercy. Yeah. When he prayed to God, he see that God is the God who are great and have tender mercy. In other translation, they say, great are your loving kindness mercy. Yeah, loving kindness mercy. When you remember that our God is great and he has tender mercy, that means he never set up difficult planning for us. Yeah, he never set up. If God allow you to face difficult time, then there are two ways. The first, God know that you can solve that problem. The second, if you cannot solve the problem, then God will give hand to help you. I like this verse, Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gift to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give what good to those who ask him? How much more? How much more mean God can give more than what you ask, more than what you think, and more than what you say. If we have our Father is how much more Father, then he never planned something bad for his children. So remember, our God is great God and have tender mercies. Therefore, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16 teaches us, therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Therefore, your Father's hand always open for us. Yeah, he opened his hand because he always want to offer help. When you give up, remember, you still have God who open hand. He wait, come to you like a father with their kid to come to him with open hand. And then he want to hug you. Why? Because he has loving kindness. Yeah. I really blessed with this verse. Remind me, Selamat, when you have problem, you still to remember. When you give up, you need to remember that your God has open hand to wait for you. This is the second point. The third point, we go back to Psalm 119. It said that 159, consider how I love your precepts. Consider how I love your precepts. I believe when somebody say this verse, it doesn't mean that somebody want to make himself become arrogant or something like that. Yeah. But somebody say, consider how I love your precept. Some remember with God promise. What kind of promise? Let's see from Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. Yeah, first 8. This book of law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. Another two chapter, you guys can read from Deuteronomy chapter 4 and Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy chapter 4 is the beginning of Moses preaching, and then Deuteronomy 28 is the last preaching from Moses to the Israel that remind them, as long you faithful with the word, then God will bless you. So, brothers and sisters, this 3 points is very important when you are in difficult time. First, salvation is far from the weak. That means we need to introspect. Maybe we are in wrong way. That's why God sent difficulties, so that we may repent. Yeah. The second point, remember, we have God who are great and who has tender mercy, who always open hand to wait for us. Number three, as long you work in the righteousness, then the end of your journey is happiness. Maybe in some point you feel difficulties, but the end of the righteous journey always bring happy to us. That's why the psalmist closed this poem with the first, we go back to 119. He said on 160, the sum of your word is truth, and everyone of your righteous ordinance is everlasting. Yeah. This bless us this morning. Remember, the sum of your word is truth. Truth means there is no mistake, pure and no false. Truth. What has been written is always happen. When you follow the truth, then there is no regret in your life, because the truth make us free. The truth make us over our problem. May God bless us this morning. Yeah, Amy will prepare us in worship this morning. In our worship this morning, I want you to meditate two things. If there is a mistake, sin in our life, and today is the time for repentance. The second point, we want to meditate about our God who has loving kindness, who are always open hand to heal us. No matter how big your problem, He is how much more Father. He is waiting you to come back. Let us walk to His throne to see and enjoy His mercy for us.
Never fails me all my days. I've been held in your hands from the moment that I wake up until I lay my head. I will sing of the goodness of God.
And sister, I remember this song the first time when Samuel and Fiona get married, and they choose this song when they come into the sanctuary. Since that day, almost every day, I hear this song. This song like a spiritual juice, food for me, because every time I hear this song, I remember that our God is good, loving kindness. Yeah, That's why I feel so strong, even in many difficulties. I hear this song in my office. I hear this song in my home. I hear this song when I took long journey by bus or MTR. Yeah. Every time I hear this song, bring me like a children hug his father or her father. Yeah. I know today we face a lot of difficulties, stress. Yeah. Even some of them go to depression. We're angry with the situation. We're angry with other people. We're angry with ourselves. Be careful. The enemy always want to use this situation. So you leave the church, you leave God. So how can I obstacle this kind of problem? Come to Him. Come to Him. Yeah. He is our loving kindness God, who always open hand wait for us. He want to heal you. Yeah. He want to heal you. For sure, He want to heal you. Can we sing one more time this song? Yes.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. Oh, all my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath
see your loving kindness this morning. Yeah. You are our Father, also friend, who always open hand to heal us. No matter how big our problem, we have God as a Father who are almighty, great, and have loving kindness to us. We feel strong, not because of our own power, but we feel strong because we are in your hand, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let us continue and spend time pray for community who are in difficult time. Yeah, they have cancer, they need to run chemotherapy and other surgery. Yeah, we pray not only for healing, but we pray also for themselves, so that they can feel loving kindness of God. Yeah, so they can run close to God, and then God not only deliver help, but also release them from pain and make them joy and happy. Let's pray together. Also remember brothers and sisters, yeah, who are in weakness. We also pray for their salvation, that God will open their heart so that they can see salvation from Christ. Let's pray together. Also pray for community who are in infirmities condition. We pray that God will heal them perfectly. Let's bring brothers and sisters who are looking for new job, that God will prepare the best for them. today, we pray for mission, we pray for Japan. We bring Pastor Sophia Jumin Hanjin at SB Tokyo. We pray for Kelly at India. We pray for Angela who serve in Hong Kong and our sister's house, Pastor Jenny O. We pray together. Also pray for Mission Council. We pray for P. Sam, P. Samuel, Tim, Sally, yeah, and all the team so that they can work together to bring God good news for everybody. Let's pray together. Also pray for local outreach ministry, IGAPE, HOMI, Freedom Bridge, Recreation, and SP Life. Especially for IGAPE, thanks God, we just find a room next to Spin Sanctuary, so that now all activity close with Spin Sister. We hope and we pray that new session will start soon and more people can join and also can hear the good news. Let's pray together. SP Foster and Adoption Ministry. We pray for Cadence who coordinate all the ministry. Yeah, bring hope, love for the baby. Pray for Friday night's gathering, IP, SPU, SPU, and GIC class. Also pray for pregnant mom. We put all pregnant mom in the hand of God. God will take care, also help the baby growing up, and then when time is up, God also helped all mom to deliver the baby safe. Also pray for Hong Kong, for our city. Yeah, we pray that God pour His loving kindness for Hong Kong, so Hong Kong people can see Lord Jesus in their life. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for a good day, good time, good fellowship with you. Before we leave the church, we pray for Sunday worship. We pray for worship leader, preacher, and all ministry team, Sunday school teacher. We put them in your hand so that you will bless them in doing ministry, leading people, leading children to praise you, to worship you. Thank you, Father. We put our life in your hand, and we believe your loving kindness always in our life. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless us. Have a nice day. See you on Sunday.